Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about one simple three-letter word and how it can alter your results dramatically. Are you ready? Let's get started. So you start a conversation. You're in a conversation with someone, and partway through it, they finish speaking, and at the beginning of your comments, you start with the word but. Well, what have you just done? Well, you've pretty much just erased everything they've just said. You've said that what you said doesn't matter. Here comes my thought. The fact is that but is a big eraser. It erases what the other person said, making way for what you're going to say. It literally rebuts their statement, making room for yours. It's a black and white comment that says your statement doesn't matter, mine does. And if I'm in the business of trying to influence someone, I mean, after all, don't I want them to hear what I'm going to say? And if I've just erased their comment and perhaps used but as a way to almost interrupt them, which is often done, then they don't even feel like you've heard them. And once I've erased their comment, why would they want to listen to mine? But doesn't help us. So what do we do instead of but? Well, we can replace but with and. See, and is inclusive. So you finish your comment and I say and then add to it. So the reality is that and is inclusive. It can mean that yours can be true and so can mine. It's an additive idea. But is black and white, and is shades of gray, and gives room for further understanding and conversation, and improves the chances that the other person will listen to your point that follows that simple three-letter word. So two three-letter words. The one is but, we want to be very careful with, and the other is and, which is much better. Now, as you're listening to this, you may be thinking, well, what about however? Well, as my good friend Wayne Trumell says, Kevin, however is just but in a tuxedo. And so the reality is that any time that we're using something to, in effect, stop them, we're not encouraging them to actually listen to what we've got to say next. And all of that, and in all of the conversations that we're in, we want people to hear our comments. We want to be in the position to influence others, and but doesn't influence, and does. Which leads us to today's tweet. But doesn't influence others, and can. So as a leader, we're in the influence business, and we've just talked about a very simple but powerful idea that's just one of hundreds of things that we talk about when we bring leaders together for the Remarkable Leadership Workshop. It's a workshop that I created and that I facilitate to help leaders like you and those in your organization to be more effective, more confident, and more successful. And all of that is done in a very engaging, interactive, fun, practical two-day experience. Now, there's more to the experience than just the 2 days, but that's an awfully good place to start. And you can learn more about the workshop, the experience, what you'll learn, and what follows it all when you follow the link on this page. I hope you'll do that, and I hope to see you at a future workshop, and I hope to see you on the next episode of Remarkable TV.